Hello.
Hi, Sabrina.
Yes.
Hi, Sabrina. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I was given your number by Jeff. He mentioned if he didn't answer this morning, or well, this afternoon, to give you a call. Is he available by chance?
No, he's out on the field right now.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay. So I'm with Local Splash. I don't know if he talked to you about what we were discussing yesterday with the first page placement on Google.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, yes. All right. And I know he had told me, give me a call at 12. I just got out of a meeting, so I apologize that I'm a little late in calling. But he said, if I don't answer, then please call Sabrina.
So okay, All right, yeah.
Did you want me to kind of go over with you what I was discussing with him? Just
yes,
so that
please.
We're all on the same page. Okay. So what he and I were discussing was our platinum package. And just to kind of explain to you why we had called him yesterday. So we had a position that had opened up within our company for his category, right? And what we're looking for is a business that has like a good reputational line, provides, you know, quality type of service and so forth. So after speaking with him, we felt that he was still a good fit because with nothing negative regarding his company. So the package that I had offered him was our platinum package. The platinum package is offered to him at $249 a month. It was our Cyber Monday special, but I'm able to extend it to him because we had discussed it yesterday. So I got the approval on that. It is a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. We're just going to ask that he at least sticks it out 2 months. So we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but he's paying monthly. Now, this price, he's grandfathered in. That doesn't mean that later on down the line, it doesn't mean that his price is going to change. It'll always remain at $249, whether he's with us 6 months or 6 years. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, what this is going to include is going to be the first page placement on Google. So we'll do the full optimization of that, content creation on Bing, okay? We also include the Facebook ads, which he was excited about that because he says he spends about $200 alone just on Facebook ads when he runs them. I told him it's included in the $249, so what we allocate of that is $100 to his Facebook ads that we're managing. So he will never incur a cost per click. There's not going to be additional click fees or anything like that. Okay.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
So we'll be managing it. And we're not doing this weekly posting. Okay. We are managing those Facebook ads. So it saves him some money. I'll tell you this. We always like to start off with the minimum because we don't want him investing a bunch of money in Facebook ads, right? If it's not needed, if that makes sense.
Right.
And because we're managing him, now does that mean, Sabrina, that he can't allocate more money to his Facebook ads? He could always do that at any time, right? So he would just then pay the difference if that was the case. You know what I mean? So like, let's say he did want $200 to go to Facebook ads, then his price would go from $249 to $349 because $200 of it is actually going to his Facebook ads. Make sense?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Facebook ads, aside from that, we're also going to do the directory submission, which are popular directories like Yelp, Apple, Yahoo. We ensure that his website is also attached where his business is being promoted. Okay. We also include the mobile platform. That's going to cover anyone performing a search from his iPhone, Android, or tablet that they're able to find him on the first page of Google immediately. So this particular package is covering all of his bases.
Nice.
Okay. I also suggest this package because I know he mentioned he covers like Ann Arbor, right, are some of the areas that he covers.
Yes.
So he's kind of keeping it within a 50-mile radius, I would say, right?
Yes.
Give or take?
Yeah, he's all around there, Ann Arbor, Rochester, Royal Oak. Because the type of work we do is higher end, so we have to go to the higher end communities.
Right, and here's the other thing. You know those Facebook ads, we can even target an audience, not just by interest, an audience even by income level or by location.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So Facebook ads, the furthest that those will ever reach is going to be a 50-mile radius, right?
Okay.
But I will tell you, I love Facebook ads because I know a lot of our clients have seen great results with them. And that's not saying that the Google ads don't work. They do. They really do. But you're going to have a better conversion rate with Facebook ads. And he even mentioned, I mean, he's had a pretty good conversion rate, right, with the Facebook ads when you guys have ran them. So I always lean towards Facebook ads because it's that constant retarget, that constant reminder, you know. You're looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. So that's what I love about them. And they're a higher conversion rate than Google ads anyways. Google ads across all industries is 4% conversion rate. Compared to Facebook ads across all industries, 9%. I mean, it's double the conversion rate.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Right.
So, so that's the package he and I were talking about, $249. Like I said, it's month to month. There's no contracts. If I'm not mistaken, he does have a Google profile page, right? Because I did find one. It says Jay Nelson's Construction. Okay. LLC, but it has a phone number, 313-327-6304.
Yes, that was one of our, he was our partner, and he is no longer with us anymore.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know how, like, this is fairly new. This is like going on 3 weeks of him not being with us. So I went in through Facebook and I got rid of all the numbers, so I didn't know about the Google profile. I do know that we tried to set one up before and he was setting it up, so I would have to try to figure out the password and figure that out.
So let me ask you this. So this one that I'm looking at with the partner's phone number, does Jeff have access to that at all? Do you know?
I think I do. I think I can get into it.
Okay, perfect. Because here's the thing. As long as you have access to it, we can update the phone number. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's ways around it. I'm only saying because I'll tell you why. This one's already got like 6 reviews on there. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. It's got like 6 reviews. Let me see if it's still the right website. The jnelsonconstruction.com?
Yes.
Okay. I noticed the website. Yeah, it looks like it has his number on there, too.
Oh, shoot. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, it says business 313-327-6304 or reach us anytime, mobile 313-212-3927.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep.
So
that's our business line. The 327 is our business line.
Okay, so that number's good, but the other number is the one shows, the 6304. That's the one that says business. 313-327-6304. Do you have access to that website to be able to change it? Oh, good, good.
So
that number shows there, and it shows at the bottom part too, honey. So it shows in the top right-hand corner. So on the top right-hand corner, it shows it. And then at the bottom, towards the bottom where it'll say contact us, it's on that part too.
Okay. All right.
So it's in 2 different spots. You're like, let me write this down.
I am writing this down. You know what? I don't use our website very much, so I didn't even think about that. We usually use our Facebook because we get a lot.
But even so, I only say this because let's just say someone did go to the website, right? Let's just say. And they saw that other number there. I would hate for them to call the 6304 number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even though we would update it on the Google profile page, right? But if it's still showing that on the website, you don't want them to try to call that number.
Right.
I mean, hopefully he would direct them to you guys unless it was kind of like a...
No, he would. He would definitely would. Like, it was not a bad...
Oh,
he
good.
Just got a
good.
Different... He got a better offer on a job.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to lose opportunities either, because if he's not able to answer that call and say, oh, hey, you need to call this number, then you guys are losing opportunities.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll work on that right now.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's good. I'm glad I saw that. It's, you know what, one thing is my job is to always look at everything, like what I'm seeing and, oh, hey, do you see this? You know, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute. That's not right. So I always want to make sure I verify everything.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, wherever I can help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have any questions? Also, I forgot to mention that this will have a customized tracking and reporting system. So,
okay.
You're not having to take our word for it that the program's working, because you guys will be able to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you're receiving, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. So you're going to be able to track all of that. And it's what we call your client dashboard. So that client dashboard, you can also go in there if you wanted. And let's say you want to add keywords, or you felt like running promotions or changing any of your content, you guys can also do it through that client dashboard. But you will also have a team that is dedicated to your account. So,
okay.
So again, I mean, the team's dedicated to your account to handle everything, right? So
yeah.
We do all the work, so this way you guys can focus on your jobs. Okay.
I love this. Yes. I did have a couple questions he wanted me to ask
yeah.
you. Do we make the ads that you put out, or
nope.
do you guys?
We handle
them?
It for you. Yep. We do it all for you.
Okay.
We of course, I mean, you can tell us, like, you know, as far as the content creation, that's actually conducted through your client interview. So with that, I mean, you can say, listen, this is what we want on the ad. And we change it for you when it needs to be changed. So we handle all of that on our end.
Okay, perfect. And I guess that's about it. I know he's very excited about this, but he, you know, he doesn't deal with any of this stuff. He's like, oh,
yeah.
Talk to my wife.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. My husband does the same thing to me, too. It was funny because when he said, I need you to talk to Sabrina, but he never said my wife, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I know that's got to be his wife, because if it's my husband, he would say the same thing. We used to run
uh-huh.
our own catering business, my husband and I. This was years ago before he got cancer. So funny, Sabrina. People would call him for quotes, right? It was like a side hustle that we had, but it was a booming side hustle. Like, I'm not even joking.
Right.
I couldn't wait to come to work on Monday. Because we were doing, like, weddings, I mean, all kinds of events, right? It was kind of like a Santa
yeah.
Marina-style barbecue, like Mexican food. But, man,
right.
There was times where people would call him for marketing, and he's like, oh, yeah, I don't handle any of that. You're going to need to speak to my partner. And I would laugh. I would say, you are such a liar. I'm not your partner. Why don't you tell them the truth? My wife is the one who handles it all. Like, I don't make those decisions. Absolutely not. And he would just
oh,
laugh.
Funny.
And I'm all, you know what? Don't do that to them. Just be honest. And he's like,
yeah.
I'm all your partner. You wish. More like
right.
I wrote the show. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Yes. Tell me that. You set up all the appointments, whatever the events are, I'll just show up and serve. I go, okay, cool. I handled it all. Like, I handled the Facebook page. I handled everything. Invoicing, payments, scheduling, like, confirmation emails. I did it. I wore all the hats. And I cooked. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's great.
He was just like, just let me know what day and time I need to be there, and I'll be there. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know
yep,
darn
that's
well.
Exactly how he is.
I manage the money, too, you know?
Yep. That's exactly what, like, we're behind, we do all the things behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
awesome.
You have to. I mean, it's just a
yeah.
better way to control it. And I mean, because I knew what the schedule was, and I knew what the pricing was. And that was the thing, because I customized my packages, right?
Yeah.
So I understand. That's why when he said, talk to Sabrina, I was like, okay, no worries.
That's funny. Yes.
So,
yes. All right. So we definitely want to give this a try.
Okay.
I'm very excited about it.
Perfect.
Now, how
so
do you do for payment?
So payment is either credit or debit. It's going to be over the phone. So I'm going to get everything set up for you. What I'd like to do first is, what's the best email for you? Because this is where we're going to send correspondence from us, your receipt. So whatever email that you check frequently.
Okay, so it would be the company email.
Okay.
So it would be J and then a period.
Uh-huh.
Nelson with an F.
Uh-huh.
Construction.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, so And you have access to this email right now too, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm going to have to call him real quick to get his card number.
Yeah.
But we can do everything right now if you want.
Let's at least start getting everything set up here. And then, so at least we're kind of like getting everything filled out now. So this way all you have to do is call him and then get that and then we'll be good.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
So let's see here. All right. So I'm going to be sending you these two emails right now. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to entail the price being $249 a month with everything that is included in that package. Okay. So let me send that over. And then now the second email, it'll be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So all that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, the one that I was telling you about, the tracking and reporting system, so that you're familiar with it. Okay, so let me get that one sent over to you. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, Sabrina, can you also receive text messages to this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm what's considered the lead on the account. You'll find my contact information at the very bottom of those emails, but I also like to send it to you in a text message just so that you have it for your own records. Okay.
Okay.
So that'll be the first text that you're going to receive right now. Let me just jump over to that screen. Now, the second text message is going to be the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So, in fact, you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you, okay, 10 to 7, all right? Now, of course, Christmas Day, just to give you a heads up, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we will not be here. We're observing the holiday. So those are the only days that we won't be here with these coming up holidays, okay, just so you know. So let me get customer service number to you. And I would suggest as well that you save the customer service number under your contacts. So this way, whenever we call, you see that right away. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That you already have us like plugged in. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Okay. Now, and you got both text messages there?
Double checking.
Yeah. Double check. Okay. I want to make sure those came through.
I did.
You. Beautiful.
I did.
Okay. Now, Jeff, is his name Jeffrey and he goes by Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. He spells it J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm putting that in here, Jeff. Is his last name Nelson? I'm assuming by the business name.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the best number, so I'm assuming you're going to be the primary contact. So you would be the one that would do the client interview. You're the one that's going to be handling this account with us, right?
Yeah.
Jeff is going to be notated on it because obviously he's a business owner too, you know? Do you consider yourself co-owner, partner?
Yeah.
Okay. I always tell my husband, I'm your better half.
Yes.
Okay. And Sabrina, your last name, is it also Nelson?
No, it's Farnsworth.
Okay, you want to spell that for me, honey?
Yep. F as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
A, R, N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
S, W, O, R, T, H.
Okay, Farnsworth. So like Barnsworth, but with an F as in Frank.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm putting on here partner, wife. Okay. And primary on account. All right. So anytime that we need to speak with you regarding the account, we're going to contact you at your 313-221-3643 number. If we need to talk to Jeff, okay, we'll contact him at the 313-221-3239 number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my question is this. What is the number that you want to show on Google and to be the primary number wherever we're listing the business?
Okay, one second. I have the... Where did I... Oh, I can't believe I'm having a brain fart.
It's okay. Take your time. Is it the 212-3927 number?
No, it's going to be 313-327.
Okay.
And then I have it written on it here. 6304.
So you want to keep it as the other partner's number?
No, that's the business number. The other partner, the 212 number, is the partner's number.
Oh, okay. That's where I got confused. Okay, so then the number that shows on the Google profile page is fine, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I know this might sound repetitive. So the business number is the 327-6304. The one that you don't want associated with your guys' number is the 21 with the business is the 212-3927, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That the only place I see that one showing is on the website. I don't see it anywhere else.
Okay perfect.
Awesome. So let me just make sure I update this here. So the business phone number, we want to make sure that it's the number with the 6704.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean the 6304, my goodness. 327-6304-313 area code. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I just want to notate that. Okay. Now, when you guys PIN verified the business, do you remember where they PIN verified it? Did they PIN verify it at your home address? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Because it was the partner
we
that
don't
did
have
it, right?
Yeah. We don't actually have a shop. We run it out of our house.
It's called a home office. Majority of businesses operate out of their home. So you're mobile.
Okay.
No one comes to you. So typically it's always going to be like your home address when people PIN verify themselves and the address is always hidden. I don't see the address showing, so you're fine. Okay?
Okay.
Now let's go here. Okay. So for the billing part, I know we're going to have to call Jeff, but I wanted to ask you, is the billing address the 10717 Oak Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's Taylor, Michigan, 48180. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to put a security question on your account here with us. Now, you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Fairfax.
Fairfax? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff will know that as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're like, we hope so.
Yeah, he should.
He better. Okay. So the reason that we put the security question, and I'll explain why. Let's say you got a call from someone claiming that their local splash and they're telling you, oh, you got to pay $5, right? To verify your profile. You don't give them any money. You take down the phone number, disconnect the call. As a matter of fact, anytime anyone calls you and says that their local splash, always ask, what is my security question? Okay? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us calling.
Okay.
We just do that as a precaution. Okay? Now,
okay.
I want to go over some notes before you call Jeff. These are going to be basic notes for our technicians so that they know where to start from. So when it comes to your services, okay, what are the services that you guys want to be listed for?
James Hardy Siding is our number one, is what we're trying to corner right now.
Okay.
So so the James Hardy installation.
How do you spell that? The gem, G, is it G-E-M or J-A-M?
J-A-M-E-S.
Oh, her James Hardy? P-A-R-D-Y?
Hardy.
Or Hardy?
H isn't, yep, A-R-D-I-E.
Uh-huh. Siding.
Siding, yes.
Okay. So you guys are really pushing that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people who install it here, and we became a preferred vendor through them. So,
really?
Yeah, it's actually really picking up. Yeah.
For sure. Okay. And then what else?
Windows.
Uh-huh.
Windows, doors. And I think you said we could do roofing, too.
Okay. Is this just for residential? Do you guys also service commercial?
We have not done, I think we've only done one commercial job. We're not opposed to it. So, but right now we're just doing residential.
Okay. So I'll just put residential only. If you want to switch gears and you guys want to start now targeting commercial, let us know. So that way we can update it. Okay. And then, let's see here. Let me grab this. Let me see. Where did it go? It's like I have all my different little, I know you guys have your Facebook page. Let me grab that. Now, let me explain. So you guys are going to need to add us on, or you are because you're the one managing it. So you're going to need to add us on as managers to your Google business profile and your Facebook page. You are still having full ownership of both. You're just adding us on as managers so that way we can optimize and manage you on the first page, okay? And also so that we can manage your Facebook ads. We are not taking ownership, okay, just an FYI. So you'll still have full ownership access to those. But I just want to be clear that you'll need to add us on as managers. And then let me copy your website here so that they know that this needs to be attached wherever we're promoting you. And then website needed, no, because they already have their website. Now, I wanted to let you know, too, so you have an option, and you don't need to do it now if you don't want to, but there you do have an option where you can have a tracking number. A tracking number is a number that would be listed as opposed to your actual physical phone number showing there. And it comes with an app that you download from the app store. When they call that number, okay, it's going to ring to your phone. If it's not an additional cost, it's just an option for you. But on the app, it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if any came in. Do you prefer that it be the number listed there as it is now, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
I would be interested in a tracking number.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put yes. Now, let's say later on you decide, I don't want the tracking number anymore. We can remove it. It's not a big deal. But honestly, with the tracking numbers, it's really going to help prevent you from getting spam calls, too, not as frequent as if you didn't have one.
Okay.
Now, with the Facebook, do you want to target specific areas? Do you want to target by miles? What do you prefer?
Yes, the Ann Arbor area.
Ann Arbor area.
I think we do about 25 miles, maybe.
Okay. I'm going to put likes high-end areas.
Yeah.
The higher income areas. Okay. Now, when we contact you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, phone and text, all three? What do you prefer?
Probably text and email.
Text and email. Okay. And then what are your typical hours of operation? Let me see if it's on your Google profile. It looks like, and correct me if this is wrong, it shows you guys are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday and Sunday closed.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's good. You guys rest.
Yeah, they do. Like right now, they don't get a lot of time, like they're out by 5:30 because they lose daylight, you know, but
a
lot longer hours.
Oh, yeah, and we can always update that, too, you know, but I think it's important, like, when when business owners do take at least 1 or 2 days off, you've got to reset yourself. I mean, you just cannot drive yourself in the ground. Then it's like you're making money, and when do you ever get to enjoy it? Or even your family. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I just think that that's so important. So, I mean, I hear business owners say, I'll work 24/7, whatever I can get. And I get that too. But also, it's like, man, when do you get to, like, have a little bit of rest for yourself? That's important to kind of reset, you know?
Right.
Now, not that it's a requirement. I just ask out of habit, are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes, we are licensed and insured.
Awesome. And then what forms of payments do you guys typically accept?
Honestly, we just do checks.
Okay.
We did have a Square, and we've never used it in 6 years. No one's ever paid with a card.
Really?
Yeah. So we just got rid of it. So, but yeah, we did at one time, and yeah, they just either give us cashier's check or a personal check, and that's how they pay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the jobs are usually up there, like anywhere between 50,000 and, you know, right now we're doing a $200,000 one. They're not going to use their debit or credit card, you know?
Right. That is true. That is definitely true. Yeah, they're not going to, obviously, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is definitely true. Yeah, you definitely not want that, you know? Yeah, I don't know if I would want that on my credit card, for sure. Okay, so let's see here now. What else do I need? I got that. Okay, tracking. So just basically check. Okay. All right. So, so when you get his credit card information from him, whatever card he's using, we need to know how his name is spelled on the card. Okay.
Okay.
I need to know the card number. We're going to need the expiration date and then the CVV. Did you want to call him on three-way or what do you prefer, honey?
No, I'll just call him because sometimes if he doesn't hear the phone, he won't answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this number I can call you back at?
If you call this number back, right, you're going to reach my phone number. I mean, you're going to actually reach customer service, right? So you would just have to tell them to transfer you to me. Or my number that I sent you, the 877 number, when you call that, you'll hit I believe it's prompt 1, and then you'll just say 623, or you'll type in 623, and it'll ring to my desk. You can even chat me back on text message. You can reply back and say, Nadine, can you call me? Either way, whatever's easiest for you. Okay?
All right. I will give you a call in just a few.
Okay, honey. Sounds good. No worries.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.